You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Thursday's game next then, in the UEFA Europa League qualifiers, Astra against West Ham. Astra are 4-1. The draw is 12-5. West Ham are 3-4. Several enhanced odds offers here as well. I'll spin through the West Ham ones because that would probably appeal to most. Andy Carroll to score in a West Ham win is 5-2, having been 13-8. Andre Ayew to score in a West Ham 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 win is 5-1, having been 4-1. Interesting little backstory here, Sam, because West Ham didn't do too well in the Europa League qualifiers last year, and it was in fact Astra that knocked them out. So a chance for redemption, perhaps?
Yeah, definitely. They'll see it that way. But on the flip side, you know, the Astra players will be well up for this, thinking, you know, we beat them last year. Obviously, no one expects the Romanian side against the Premier League side. But Astra will be able to take plenty of confidence from that victory over two legs last year. It was 4-3 on aggregate. So we had two decent legs, a 2-2 draw at Upton Park before the Hammers went to Romania and lost 2-1. Astra actually went on after that to beat AZ Alkmaar 3-2 on home soil before going out in the away leg. And they're another side that, again, they're going to win the bulk of their home games domestically. They're one of the top teams in that division, and it's not as competitive as the Premier League. But they're another side who, in Europe, actually have a really good home record as well. They're unbeaten in the last five home games. West Ham have lost their last two travelling away, including the reverse fixture last year when they lost to Astra. And they were beaten by Damzale away from home this year. So they're not the best travellers, West Ham, certainly compared to Astra, who've got that phenomenal home record. I don't think the Premier League have helped them out very much either by scheduling West Ham as the first Monday night football game of the season. Obviously, we're recording this Monday afternoon, so we run the risk of looking foolish if West Ham stroll out 5-0 winners. But Astra played on Saturday, so they've had an extra 2 days to recover, and they haven't got to travel anyway. So West Ham have got 3 days. They've got a 3-day turnaround after what I imagine is going to be a fairly strenuous 90 minutes at the Bridge. Astra picked up their first win of the season at the weekend. They're four games into their domestic season, so slightly a little bit more up to speed. This was their first win, but they beat Politimosara by 3-1. And I dare say that will have been an easier run out than West Ham are likely to face on Monday night. So with that taken into account, I think there's plenty of scope here to maybe back Astra plus a goal at 11-10, which would have, of course, landed in both legs last season. The 2-2 draw you'd have landed there, and the 2-1 victory as well for Astra would have landed. 11-10 they are, plus a goal. I suppose a little bit similar to the Manchester City game. West Ham are 3-4 outright. I guess you get slightly bigger price and more results in your favour with Astra on the double chance. Albeit, you can see why West Ham are the favourites there, the Premier League side. But I imagine they would have been the favourites in a similar price last year. So, yeah, Astra plus one at 11-10, I like tentatively on the outrights. But the main bet here, I'm going slightly safer and playing just the other side of even money. It's 10-11 for both teams to score, and that's a definite bet for me. Landed in both legs last year, as we've said. Astra have played three times at home this season in the league. And whilst we said they've got a very good home record, they've actually shipped goals in all three home games so far this year. So they concede goals at home. They're hardly rock solid at the back thus far this season. We saw West Ham concede away to Domzale. And I think they could definitely concede at least one goal. Two, West Ham are prolific away day scorers as well, by the way. The back end of last season, the last 9 away games for West Ham, they scored on 8 of those. So I expect them to score. Expect Astra to score at home, but probably concede as well. I'm just a little lukewarm on West Ham's chances there in terms of an outright. So I think Astra maybe plus a goal at 11-10 could be the safer bet with a couple of extra days to prepare. The memory of last year still fresh in their mind. But I would chance the both teams to score here at 10-11. I think it's a fairly strong bet.
Nice. I would have, considering that I expect West Ham to probably weaken down slightly for this game.
Yes.
Try not to lose the game in the away leg and then hopefully take advantage of possibly a friendlier set of fixtures and a home tie in the second leg. If Astra had just been in a little bit better form, they don't, you know, they haven't really started this season very well. If you look at the last six games, they've only won one of them. Granted, it was the last one, so perhaps they're starting to turn the corner a little bit. But they're out of they got knocked out of the Champions League qualifiers by FC Copenhagen, and it just at 4-1, I was almost tempted until I delved into it a little bit deeper, and then I just. I'm not entirely convinced.
You are right, yeah. I mean, for them to be four games into the season and have only accumulated 4 points for a side that, you know, usually right up there dominating with Star Bucharest, who we mentioned earlier, you are absolutely right. I guess I'm taking solace in the fact that they did pick up their first win at the weekend.
Yeah.
So maybe they're up to speed now after four games of the season. And for all that I've waxed lyrical about their home form in Europe, the fact that they've conceded in all three of their home games domestically this year, I mean, it would be understandable if, you know, that they've conceded to the leading lights in the Champions League at home. But, you know, I don't have to tell everyone the Romanian league, not the strongest. And they are one of the strongest sides in it. They've shipped goals every home tie this season. Yeah, so you are right. I'm hoping that the tide is turned. And with those extra 2 days to prepare for the game, no travelling involved, of course, for them, the home side. Last year's victory as well over two legs. I just think they're worth chancing at 11-10. Of course, we're trying to make our minds up about this game before seeing West Ham on Monday night, which is obviously difficult. But at time of recording, I think I just prefer the 11-10 to West Ham at 3-4 outright, because they're not, as of yet, prolific in Europe, really. The defeat to Damsale was very, very disappointing. Lost over two legs to Astra last season. They haven't, as of yet, got that pedigree in Europe.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.